For this Monday, August 11th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Wadesville man is facing drunk driving charges after police say he crashed into a parked car in Evansville. 53-year-old Stephen Dill was found near the corner of North Garvin Street and East Tennessee Street, where EPD says he hit the car parked on the side of the road. Officers say Dill told them he had a couple of drinks before the crash and fell asleep while driving home. Police say Dill was unsteady on his feet and would repeatedly ask if he could sit down because he could not keep standing up. Dill was arrested and taken to the hospital to be checked out, and then was taken to the Vandenberg County Jail. The first co-working space is opening in downtown Mount Vernon today. Officials with the Evansville Regional Economic Partnership, or EREP, say they will be hosting a grand opening of Co-Work Posey at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The workspace is located at 231 Main Street. They say members will have access to Wi-Fi, printing and copying services, and private meeting rooms. Co-Work Posey will also be hosting free Co-Work Fridays to celebrate the launch. Those dates include August 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, there is another Poseyville Farmers Market at the Community Center on 60 North Church Street from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. There will be a water balloon toss at 5:30 and a watermelon eating contest at 6, both with a prize awarded. There will also be kids fingerprinting with Town Marshal Charles Carter, barrel train rides, cotton candy, and Posey the Snack Rock painting. Town Marshal Carter also wants to cram his police cruiser with school supplies, so be sure to bring some school supplies to donate. With school back in session, that means the high school sports schedules will be picking back up soon with games. North Posey and Mount Vernon High School are selling all sport passes. At North Posey, the passes are available in the high school office. You can visit North Posey Athletics Facebook page for more information. At Mount Vernon High School, you can contact the athletic office at 812-833-2060 and set up a time for pickup. You can also visit mvwildcats.org/tickets or MSD and Mount Vernon's Facebook page for more details. Checking on sports from Sunday in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Chicago Cubs in St. Louis 3-2. Nolan Gorman had the go-ahead RBI single with two outs in the seventh inning that broke a 2-2 tie. The Cardinals won 2-3 in the series and now have a record of 16-59. The Cubs are 67-50. St. Louis is 3.5 games back of the final wildcard spot in the National League. Chicago is now 6 games behind Milwaukee for first place in the National League Central, but still on the top National League wildcard spot. The Cardinals begin a 3-game series versus the Colorado Rockies at home tonight at 6:45, and the Cubs had the evening off. The Cincinnati Reds won a slugfest in Pittsburgh against the Pirates 14-8. The Reds improved to 62-57, an inch closer to the New York Mets for the last wildcard position in the National League. Cincinnati is just 1.5 games behind the Mets. The Reds return home to play the Philadelphia Phillies in a 3-game set tonight at 5:10. Week 1 of the NFL preseason came to an end yesterday, and the Chicago Bears tied the Miami Dolphins at home 24-24. The Bears' Week 2 preseason game is on Sunday at home with the Buffalo Bills. That's news and sports for this Monday, August 11th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News in Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday and enjoy your week. Your weather forecast is next.